sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square, the justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one-horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead.
Sheriff, the line I like is about the woman's getting mugged in the heart of town. Calls for help, but there's none around. They're out on the interstate setting the trap, looking for a live one to skin and wrap her. Here, that's coming up right now.
Court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown crew. Got them drag them off the interstate, socking to them JP Blue.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian.
A woman getting mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. They're down on the interstate setting the trap, hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger.
There's a welcome sign ahead.
When a sign says, welcome to God's country, good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws with highway robbery in the name of the
fuzzy
law.
Old buzzards look out, filling stranger, their craws.
You're heading for danger.
There's a welcome sign ahead.
I've got those drag 'em off the interstate,
socking to 'em JP Blue.
Yeah, well,
you were saying during the break, a little break, that not, you know, if everything breaks down, not in Travis County. I mean, we desperately need a real sheriff with sheriff's deputies and police that are guardians of the people and are going after crime, not raising revenue for these bankers who run these scams.
Yeah, I want the citizens of Travis County who, property owners and so forth, to know that we're out there to help you. We're not out there to harm you, to find some way to give you a hard time in court. We're out there to help you, and you can call me if you want to. I have a telephone number in the phone book, and I'll be accessed by a phone at the sheriff's office.
Now, you were saying that if you're elected again as sheriff, that within, you were in there a few decades ago, that within 24 hours, you or one of your deputies will call them back.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be shorter than 24 hours, but we're going to be your sheriff. I mean,
well, I don't mean like on a call. I mean just to talk to you.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, in closing, Red Beckman, we appreciate you popping in with us today. Just Google Red Beckman on YouTube or Google Video. You can watch hundreds of presentations he's done. Fire out your address for somebody if they want to get that little book, Walls in Our Minds, Red Beckman.
Yeah, my address is Red Beckman at Post Office Box 61, Carrolls, 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 Washington, 98609. We've sent out a lot of them, and we don't get any of them back. I'll assure you of that.
It's $5, right?
What? $5.
Yeah. That booklet. In the last minute we've got with you, we're going to come back with the sheriff. I do see a massive awakening. I do see positive things happening. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely, because people are getting some real jolts. They're getting some real shock, and their 401ks and such are in trouble. And
they ain't seen nothing yet, have they?
They haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse.
You know, you've written the definitive book on the Federal Reserve. You're the icon of that as well. No doubt in your mind this is engineered, correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is planned. They want their new world order, and they're bringing it on fast right now. And the only thing that is slowing them down at all is the fact that we still have our guns in this country. And of course, the people are waking up, and there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C., that are very, very unhappy, very nervous. They're very nervous. They're not too sure of themselves right now.
All right, Red Beckman, I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. God bless you, and thanks for coming on with us.
You bet.
All right, more with Sheriff Raymond Franks and Jack McClam in 3 minutes.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take one teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure, your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty, and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here with Sheriff Raymond Frank, former Travis County Sheriff. This is a fan taser since reelected. He was in a few decades ago. Highly decorated Air Force pilot, 3,600 hours. On and on and on. Travis County Sheriff running for sheriff again. The van tasers, decriminalized marijuana, stop writing all these tickets and actually respond to crime. I wanted to get Jack McClam on for much of the rest of the hour with us to ride shotgun with us, talk about the real role of the sheriff. All this talk about martial law, but we were talking about the 360 bridge for some reason. You were talking about Honeysuckle Rose and that movie with Willie Nelson. And I said, oh, you know Willie. And then you were telling me that one of his family members was one of your deputies, that you do know Willie, and that you were in a movie with him. So you've been around, Sheriff Frank. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was a friend of Willie Nelson when it wasn't cool to be a friend. In fact, it was kind of derogatory. So
With his IRS trouble and all that?
Way back in, well, even before that. I'm talking about the 70s, early 70s.
How was that derogatory?
Yeah, well, because, you know, he was considered sort of an outlaw or something.
Yeah, radical.
Radical and everything. But his nephew was my deputy, and he was the finest deputy I ever had, and he died accidentally in a car accident. And Randy Fletcher was his name, and his mother plays piano. Bobby plays piano for Willie, and she's a friend of mine. And by the way, Willie has played three times, I think, before to fundraisers for me when I ran for sheriff. And he's for me, I can tell you that. We're good friends.
Oh, Willie's just super. I was just talking to him the other day. I'm going to be speaking at an event with Jesse Ventura coming up, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, at the last event at the backyard before they move it to a bigger venue. But you know, the amazing thing about him is know, he's putting out similar water from air things as we are, but he literally just put his name on it because he wants to do something real environmental. So we have to have all this, you know, bottled water. And I mean, he's literally, it was in the Statesman, he's literally doing that with really no profit for himself just to get that idea out. Just like he did biodiesel, just like he's had so many other, I mean, he really is a good guy. I mean, he really does care. And that's neat that you've known him so long.
Yeah. Well, you know, one time somebody walked in his trailer at a concert and he said, well, what is that stuff I smell? And, Willie said, you don't smell anything. So, you know, I guess the guy was suggesting that Willie had used some marijuana or something, but I don't smell it and you don't either. So, he's quite a guy.
So what'd you do in that movie with Willie?
Well, we were in the Randy, the kid that was killed. We were in up at Briarcliff in this thing, and they had just driven up from Mexico in the bus, and Randy Fletcher said, I hope neither of you are driving, and they each pointed a finger at each other. But I was in that scene and got to meet Willie again and also Slim Pickens, and that was a great experience. And then also we also filmed a scene down by the bridge there on 360, and that was interesting too. So I'm proud to be a friend of Willie Nelson, and I appreciate all the causes that he's involved in and so forth, and it's just tremendous.
No, he's a neat guy. Okay, he's been back in Austin the last few weeks. We just went back on tour today. Let's go to Jack McClam, Officer Jack McClam. I wanted to have you on, Jack, because Raymond Frank's a great guy. He's anti-New World Order, and so much has happened. I also want to talk about all the martial law developments we've been seeing. Yeah, I mean, everything we've talked about is now coming true, but it's such old hat to us. A lot of us, I think myself included, aren't even responding as vehemently and as seriously as we should because it's new to the public, and they're now freaking out. It's all over the news. As the news introduces it to people and Glenn Beck introduces it to the public. But, you know, for a lot of us that have been saying, you know, seeing it being engineered for so long, you know, we're kind of like, in a way, sitting back. I think that's a dangerous psychological development, but it's one we have to be honest about. Jack McClam, good to have you here with us.
Good to be with you, Brother Rick, really, or Alex. Very good to be with you today, and good to be on with Sheriff Franks. Thank you, Sheriff Franks, for your service to the public.
Well, I have a lot of respect for you, Jack, and listen to your program all the time on radio.
That's right. It's on here locally on 90.1. Oh, yeah, Sheriff Frank is a total anti-New World Order. I mean, you've always been pro-liberty, but Sheriff Frank, Raymond Frank, when did you, and then we'll go back to Jack in a second, but that's a good question, when did you first wake up to the New World Order?
Probably in 1972 when I... A friend of mine in the Air Force envisioned what things are going to happen, and at that time I made some investments and I'm glad that I did that because those investments are now safe from confiscation by some of these crooked people that run the banks and so forth.
That's right. You were saying you knew all this was coming. You bought a bunch of silver in the 70s.
Sure did, for real, like a buck and a half an ounce. And now it's up to 20. It's probably going to go to 100 in the next couple of years. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Absolutely. Jack McClam, I want to get into the bigger picture of martial law and the New World Order, but how important is it to have the people take their counties back with the sheriffs and put the sheriff back in their dominant role as the most highly powerful elected representative instead of the states and the counties and the cities trying to get rid of sheriffs? Why is the establishment afraid of sheriffs?
Yes, it's so important, brother, because the sheriff is truly the chief executive officer in the county. And sadly, many of the sheriffs don't know that. And so they, in many of the eastern states today, they've been relegated to just process servers, not law enforcement anymore. The state police, the local police, and the federal feds come in and handle the law enforcement, and they've relegated the sheriffs to positions of process servers. And also, in many of the states back east, they don't elect the sheriff anymore. They're appointed by the county administrators or state administrators. And so the sad turn of events.
Yeah, they've never seen law enforcement they don't love, but the one area of peace officers known as law enforcement where it's for the people, has the real power, they're getting rid of that because they know.
That's right. Very, very true. And the Attorney General for the state of Washington here a few years back said this: the office of sheriff is one of the oldest offices known to the common law jurisprudence. A clear statement of the significance of the office of sheriff within the county, both historically and under present statutes, is found in Anderson on Sheriffs, Coroners, and Constables, page 6. And it says in there, in the exercise of executive and administrative functions, in conserving the public peace, in vindicating the law, and in preserving the rights of the government, he, the sheriff, represents the sovereignty of the state, and he has no superior in the county. And I wish, we're working hard here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter to try to get our sheriff's video out and our sheriff's newsletter out to all the sheriffs around the nation so that they'll realize that they have great jurisdiction and great power, and they do not have to listen to the federal authorities that come into their county.
Well, Jack, as a sheriff in the 70s, Raymond Frank on the front lines, when they were just starting to try to get rid of sheriffs, he went to the legislature when they were about to basically disband them or make them appointed, and Sheriff Frank helped stop that. So he's kind of a unsung great granddaddy in this fight. Tell us about testifying before the legislature.
Well, yeah, somehow our district attorney and a pretty well-known judge was on a committee to rewrite the Constitution. And of course, my office is a constitutional office, which I'm very proud of. And one of the things they did was do away with the sheriff and allow the legislature to provide the okay for counties to have a sheriff if they needed one. Well, we fought that, and it was defeated, and I'm going to be on the alert for that, you know, because it'll probably come up again sometime.
Oh, yes, it sure will, brother. Thank you so much for that, Sheriff Frank. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, I remember in my Phoenix Police Department, I was made within the first 3 years that I was on the force the most highly decorated officer in the police department, and then I developed a bad side, according to the government anyway. I never accepted any immoral or unconstitutional orders from superiors, nor in any way violated my oath to defend the Constitution and the people's rights. And I'm now the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, not only the most decorated, but the most fired. So I know how hard it is today for law enforcement, peace officers, and sheriffs to stand up and do what's right, because the New World Order gang of thieves that control the federal government and many of the state governments also don't want that. They don't want the people to have a representative and a protector, and that's who the sheriff is.
Well, that's why people listening in Illinois and in Florida and in California, everywhere, they're trying to get rid of sheriffs all over the country.
Right.
And
yeah.
This is absolutely important that people support Raymond Frank's, RaymondFrank.com, and contribute to your campaign now or help you as volunteers, because we got to get the word out that this is the sheriff we need, not the child kidnapping. We had that previously.
Yeah.
You know, New World Order, New Age scum. That I mean, we've had some bad sheriffs, and you know, and I mean CPS and kids for no reason, you name it.
Well, I'll tell you, the people that I inherit in the sheriff department will be fully indoctrinated, because what they do is just like me doing it. When I deputize them, that's just like me doing something, and they're going to be oriented towards serving the people and protecting the people, and not just give tickets on Highway 35 like I saw one do about 4 weeks ago on my way to Pflugerville.
Hey, what do you think of the new Austin police chief?
I like him. He's for transparency, and that's what I'm for.
I know this. It turned out he's a fan, and now I know folks that know him separately from me, where he is a fan, like at dinner parties talking about me or at other radio stations doing Alex Jones imitations. I thought he was either really slick or a good guy when he was in studio. You know, he pretty much sought us out. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, yeah.
Jack, what does that sound like to you? You think I can trust the Austin police chief?
Well, I certainly hope you can. Sounds like that he's got some good principles there. We'll just have to wait and see. but I would befriend him for sure.
Stay there, stay there. We're coming right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
Gentlemen, left Jack McClam and Sheriff Frank with us for about another 15 minutes, and I'm going to cover all the final financial news of the day with everybody. Stock market went down about 400 points, and it went back up 217 points past its low of the day, or past its low, its close yesterday. So a lot of market manipulation going on there. The big news blitz coming up. Jack McClam, we're seeing Congress come out and say they were threatened with martial law. They didn't pass the banker takeover bill. We're seeing so much of the New World Order system unfold right in front of us. What do you see happening on the economy front and the whole police state front in the short and long term?
Well, they're really pushing. Cheney and Bush want to stay in as dictators of America, so they'd like to have us under martial law before the election so they can cancel the election. But see, they're the puppets of the Council on Foreign Relations, so they have to wait for a decision from the Council on Foreign Relations if they're going to have Abomination or Traitor McCain as our president, or is the CFR going to allow them to put us under martial law and stay in as dictators themselves before the election? So it's all up to the Council on Foreign Relations, really, as to who our next dictator will be, because Abomination appointed the the president of the Council on Foreign Relations as his campaign chief, and then he appointed a top communist in the country, Zbigniew Brzezinski, as his foreign policy manager, and he is a hardcore communist. You know, in Houston, I guess you probably heard, Alex, that in Houston, when you walk in the front door of his presidential campaign headquarters, he had a picture of the number one guerrilla warfare terrorist. Can't even think of his name now.
Che Guevara?
Che Guevara, a flag of Che Guevara right behind his secretary, his greeter that greets you when you come in. Now they've taken it down, but we have a picture of it, of that Che Guevara flag right behind her. And Che Guevara was the one that helped Castro get into
And so, of course, we have the bankers funding
Cuba.
Those who
yeah.
want communism. It's always
right.
consolidate our wealth,
yeah.
hand it over to the bankers.
Right. And so, but also, Traitor McCain, I'm a Vietnam veteran and have actually 30 years ago talked to POWs that told us what a traitor John McCain was.
We've interviewed
him. He is not a war hero at all, but he is a member for the last 15 years of the Council on Foreign Relations. So there'll be no changes. Whatever the Council on Foreign Relations says, and they want the New World Order, Abomination and Traitor McCain and Cheney and Bush are going to follow their orders.
Sheriff Frank, I'll ask you the same question that I brought up to Police Chief Acevedo when he was in studio with us a couple months ago. If the feds come in and announce that they want you to go out and arrest a couple thousand, quote, political dissidents, you know, without warrants, without proof, without indictments or without, you know, any charges, what are you going to tell the feds if they try to come in here and federalize things under Presidential Decision Directive 51 of your sheriff?
Well, they're going to be told that they're going to have to face my deputy sheriffs who are armed with rifles and ready to deny what they want to do. I'm not going to allow that.
Sheriff Franks, let me ask you something. When I was a cop in Phoenix, I was one that helped set up the local in South Phoenix, the local anti-crime units in the counties. I set up 100 of these block watches in the counties in South Phoenix, which was the war zone of Phoenix. And I helped the sheriff set up a 3,000-man posse of county residents that became posse members, over 3,000 of them. And I hope that, Sheriff Franks, that you will go to your county and get your posse to expand, because they can be called on if the feds decide to come in. And
now, what about the power of the posse? You know, the feds want to turn everybody into tattletales and federal posses,
right.
which are illegal and dangerous. But what about the county posse where the people control it?
Well, Texas state law provides a provision where the sheriff can deputize our citizens as deputies, and I intend to do that.
Good deal. Praise God.
And yeah. I intend to have a roster of all those people that I know will perform as they should perform.
See, folks, you want a solution. Get our sheriffs back. Get patriots in the positions. Activate the posse as a defense against crime and the federal terrorists. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch. Man, he's staying dixie. Man, got his hand outstretched. Could be the fueler. Could be the loca. Breathe. Well, there's sometimes reason. You know we come as a man.
All right, our guest will be with us about another 10 minutes into the big news blitz, then into the end of the show for everybody. Sheriff Frank, we're talking during the break. Get more into how you would expand the posse, how you would form the constitutional posse. I mean, imagine the idea of the government against the people spying on us versus sheriffs who are elected saying no to the feds, no to tyranny, and not squeezing the public. And that's why they've been moving to block the sheriffs, get rid of the sheriffs. And we still have avenues, the juries, the grand juries, the sheriffs. There's a lot of other ways that we get to maintain the people's power. Previously, before the 17th Amendment, federal senators were appointed by the legislatures of the states who voted for the U.S. senator and would send them to Washington. Again, state power. Everything is moving away from people power into centralization's hands. Sheriff Franks, tell us more about your posse if you're reelected sheriff, and sheriff previously a few decades ago. Here in Travis County.
What I envision, I could draw upon 100 or 200 citizens, probably more in Precinct 3 because it's more populated than Precinct 4. And in other words, I won't pick them all from one precinct. And indoctrinate them, train them, issue them a badge with appropriate credential, and have a notification system where one person would notify five others, and those five would notify others if needed. And
for fires or wrecks,
yeah,
or
whatever,
or crime,
yeah,
or any of it.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about the Travis County posse that puts on the rodeo. I think they still put on a rodeo. I'm talking about
a real posse.
Yeah, a real posse that's deputized. And
well,
so
let's
forth.
Say the feds, you know, were coming through, taking over the city governments as they've been training to do. Your sheriff, well, I mean, they come in and say, we're here to arrest thousands of citizens, work brigades, the economy's collapsed. You're telling me that you would, and that's how a whole rebellion nationwide that could start, that had government, quote, you know, credentials that could defeat the illegitimate feds. Imagine having thousands of sheriffs across the country saying no. The new world order would be overnight by taking over the local governments. Comment on that. I don't want to comment from Jack McClam on it.
Well, they're going to have to deal with my full-time deputy sheriffs who's going to be well-trained on what to do and when to do it. And that's number one, plus my other 100 or 200 people that I'm going to deputize and have ready to respond to such a tyrannical act on the part of our federal government.
Do you think that stuff like that's a possibility of happening?
I sure do, I really do. And this is one reason why I want to get this Homeland Security guy out of my jail, because every foot they can get in, it gives them that much access, and it worries me.
Absolutely. Jack McClam, comments on what you just heard.
Well, I think that this is a time when they're bringing in the military now into the country to overthrow the county sheriffs and put us under martial law, that Sheriff Franks ought to get a couple thousand citizens. And I want to tell you, too, that in Phoenix, when we had that 3,000 sheriff's posse, there was many good ladies there, too, on the sheriff's posse. Matter of fact, my wife is a perfect example, 22 years in the Army, and she's a better sniper than I am with her .308 rifle. And then so there's a lot of things that the women can do. Some women can do better than the men.
Absolutely.
So
let's go back to martial law.
Don't overlook the women either.
For those that don't know, the Army Times, the news, Glenn Beck are all announcing the troops are here. Glenn Beck says they may need to be used to arrest 9/11 truthers. Jack, your comments on that?
Well, I think all this falls in the category of the sheriff's powers, duties, and responsibilities and jurisdiction. And so if these people do not have due process and they are truly constitutionalist and within the First Amendment to protest or speak out, and the feds are trying to arrest them, the sheriff is supposed to stop that. Because he is the protector of the people, and he is the person that, like when I was in the Vietnam War, I took the oath, and I took it again as a Phoenix police detective or investigator, and it was to defend the Constitution.
By the way, Jack, as you know, there have been thousands of cases of the Pinkerton Security in the last 150 years and through the Depression and other private security firms. People see that in Westerns where the bad railroad enforcers come and kill people in the town and take mines and property and water rights. There were thousands of cases where sheriffs would call up a posse and run their butt out of town. And so people can't imagine, and I mean the last 50 years, folks, people can't imagine a sheriff doing that. No, I mean, that's what this country was built on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now we're so domesticated that it's an alien thought.
Well, it's we've been brainwashed into believing that the feds can come in and do anything they want, and many of the sheriffs have been brainwashed that way too. But I can tell you of some sheriffs that one went to his grave hating himself because he was the sheriff that allowed Waco to happen in his county.
That's right. He
when
spoke
he could have gone
that.
In, he could have mm-hmm. gone in and arrested David Koresh.
Oh, you knew
Waco,
the McClellan mm-hmm. County.
He was elected in 1972, the same year that I was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he hated himself. He hated himself for letting the feds come in and start that fire and burn up the children and moms and dads. And then he knew of the machine gun nest out back, because the FLIR radar picked them up machine gunning the people that ran out through the the building back there to try to get away from the fire. And he truly went to his grave hating himself.
No,
for
he
not
said that on TV. He was really upset about that. He said they could pick Koresh up any time in town.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go in there and burn out a, quote, cult to sell the public on accepting it. Well, Jack McClam, thank you so much for spending time with us. What, your program's on Genesis Communications at 7 o'clock Central?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
And
7 to 8.
People can tune into that on the GCN Radio Network and on the
MNFMs. Once again, I just want to say thank you, Alex, for having Sheriff Franks on, because he's my hero. I mean, these guys are my hero. And God bless you, Sheriff. And I hope that you're reelected and the people have a protector there and a champion like yourself.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate that very much.
Okay. God bless.
All right. There goes Jack McClam. Thank you, the head of police and military against the New World Order. He's been out fighting for almost 30 years, and he's woken up millions.
Yeah, I know he has. Yeah.
And it's just great to have him joining us on the show today. An interesting now hour and about 30-minute discussion on the role of the sheriff, the role of the counties, the true role of state government, and a lot of what's happened there. I want to give you the website. It's RaymondFrank.com. And even if you live outside Travis County, I know a small part of our huge audience is in the county here, birthplace of Texas, seat of government of Texas, very important county. But regardless, we can, even if Raymond Frank doesn't win, we need to try to get it to where he can win. But he will educate people on the process and the forums and discussions. We have 19 days left. If people can't go to RaymondFrank.com if they're not online, are there other ways for them to volunteer or get involved? I see a phone number here. Do you want me to give that number out?
Yes, that's my home telephone number.
All right, it's 512, but in Austin, you don't need the 512, as you know. 327-2034, 327-2034, and RaymondFrank.com, 327-2034. Give him a call if you want to volunteer or help the former Travis County Sheriff out. Again, he was Special Agent Lieutenant Colonel with the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations for 15 years, assignments in Berlin, Paris, London, and all over the world, Iceland, Germany, South Central Texas. And then he was elected sheriff in Travis County for 8 years and friends with Willie Nelson. I didn't even know that. And a listener. How long have you been listening to this show, Sheriff?
For a long, long time.
When did you first pick it up? Back in the mid-90s?
Yeah, it was, yeah. When you would go through a lot of different fanatics and so forth, yeah. And
on the TV show, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and I've really enjoyed it, and I still listen.
I still blow up and yell and scream a little, but I kind of had the edges off me, working so much. You kind of just get a little bit more relaxed usually, unless you're talking to an enemy. Then I still get fired up talking to them. You have the Air Force's highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. And is this one of the planes you flew?
Yeah, I flew. That was my first combat ready airplane, the P-61 Black Widow, the Night Fighter. We had three of us crew members, a pilot, radar observer, and a gunner. It was a beautiful airplane.
And then you flew some other aircraft, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Like most Air Force pilots, we've flown a lot of different aircraft.
Here, I'll put this up on screen. I'll show people. Let me go to the site and find it. Go ahead and punch this up for me. I want to show folks the young Raymond Frank there in his Lieutenant Colonel uniform.
I got my wings when I was 19. That's what that picture was taken way back there.
I'm going to put it up on screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv if we can punch my camera up. There it is. For everybody out there, there he is. People watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell us a little bit about your Air Force career.
Well, the Air Force career, of course, started in 1943. Went through pilot training. Got my wings when I was 19. Went overseas. Had my choice to stay in Japan and fly P-51s or go over to Korea and fly P-38s. I chose Japan, and I'm glad I did, because I later went to Korea during the Korean War. But then later, I decided I needed to learn something besides flying, and I became a special agent with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. The only problem was I was a captain and major, and you wind up behind a desk while the younger people in the lesser rank go out and do the intelligence work and counterintelligence work.
And here you are pinning a medal on a lovely young lady. Who's that?
That's my daughter, Brenda. She was an Air Force lieutenant graduate, and her initial assignment was an aircraft maintenance officer at Dover, Delaware. I taught her how to change oil in a Volkswagen, so anyway.
What was Korea like? What were you doing over there?
I'd been married 1 month, went overseas to Korea, went to Kimpo Air Base. I was there about 2 weeks. The Chinese were coming south, so we evacuated about 24 hours before they got there and went back to Japan, and I stayed over for that thing for about 8 months.
What kind of missions did you fly there in that?
B-F-82s and F-84s.
What were you doing? I mean, what kind of missions? What were you?
Well, looking for big aircraft to shoot down and so forth. That never happened to me. I didn't get a chance, but that's some people did, not many of them.
You were basically hunting around to direct other aircraft.
Well, flying up near the Yellow River and where we could encounter the enemy and take care of them in the appropriate manner.
And then what did you do during the Vietnam era?
I was a special agent with the Air Force, in London and Wiesbaden, Germany, and Berlin, different places like that. Pretty exciting. Berlin was considered a spook capital of the world. A lot of agents, other counterintelligence agents, and
did you ever run into E. Howard Hunt? He was over there at that time.
No, I didn't. I know about him and I know his background, but I never did, huh?
All right. Well, again, I hope people will call. I hope they'll get involved. And we know there's a lot of election fraud, but we're going to have Boat Rescue Austin, Vicky Carpow doing a great job watching all of that and tracking that. And regardless, we need a big showing for Sheriff Raymond Frank. Tell everybody you want a chance at having a really great sheriff. Let me tell you, he's as good as they come. We need him. Does he have your vote, Paul? He does have you. Okay, Paul out there.
That's good.
Our IT guy also running the Prison Planet broadcast transmission. He's all for you. Sheriff, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I really enjoyed it. And to the citizens, I have a very good chance of winning. All they need to do is get out there and vote on the 20th absentee.
Yeah, they're very small turnout for the sheriff. And if our listeners get involved now, I just should have had you on earlier.
Well, I think it's what you're doing is I really appreciate it, and it's going to help a lot.
All right, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. What a great guy. I had a chance to meet him and his wife. One time went out and visited him in his house, and he is just a great guy. Thank you, Sheriff. Oh, boy. So much going on. That was a great hour and a half plus with Raymond Frank, Red Beckman, and Jack McClam. You know, we could focus all day on the economy, and we have been doing show after show after show after show on that subject in great detail. And we will continue to do that throughout the week. We got the guys from the Money Masters on with us tomorrow to get into how the private central banks are engineering all of this by design. I want to cover some financial news now here right at the end, the final segment when we come back. But before I do that, you know, I spent over an hour today going after Zeitgeist Addendum because I was saying, oh, I think you're a good guy. Oh, I think your film, I disagree with quite a bit of it, the utopia, withering away of the state and, you know, gun disarmament and all of this. But I said, you know, I know you're bashing Christians and religion, you know, that doesn't exist and is hokey superstition. But I said, you know, I think you should, you know, widen your horizons a bit. But then I went and looked into it more and found out that it's very occultic, tied into the Theosophic Society, the UN. I cover that in part of the first hour and then into the second hour today. And if you didn't hear that on the AM and FM dial during this show or on shortwave or satellite, it's all going to re-air in about 12 minutes at Infowars.com on the audio streams. And let me tell you, this thing is very popular in the Liberty and Awakening movement, and I would love to say it was good and it was happy and it was friendly, but I'm glad that I started looking into it more and found what I found because they have the UN Christ, the world government Christ, who the UN of the Theosophy Society, the Theosophic Society believes is the world government Christ. Intros and outros of the film, and they talk about the God spirit and all the stuff in us. So, see, they're saying we're all religious kooks when I'm not even debating them about bashing Christians. I'm not even engaging there. I'm like, what about all this about world government and re-education and all this and a good world government and saying the private banks are free market and the scam they're running free market when it's not? And it's like, oh, you just aren't smart. You're just a lowly Christian. You just don't know. You just don't understand. You just can't even quite, you know, it's too advanced for you to understand. I'm like, no, I've seen this for 150 years out of the New World Order. And then I went and researched it more, and I mean, just for 2 hours. And that was researching about the first 20 minutes. It would take months to research every bit of it. And I mean, the more every door I knocked down, it's just like the stench of New World Order is just absolutely off the charts. Before we end this segment, I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors. That's Ecolo Blue. Great atmospheric water generator. Grabs 7.5 gallons on average a day out of the air and distills it. And it goes through 5 filters. Reverse osmosis, UV light, on and on and on. Check out more at ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com, or give them a call at 866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044, ecolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for the home. If you forget the web address, there's a link up on Infowars.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
There are more than 360 comments in an article I posted, written by Chris White, up on Infowars.com. Zeitgeist 2, Theosophy, Socialism, and the New World Order. In the rebroadcast on the web, I've detailed some of the horrors we found. So I need to go back and say I thought they were nice guys and were just misguided in some ways, using the hook of 9/11 and the banking system. And the implication, they're on there right now saying, oh, you're here for the banking system. No, it's a fraud, but it's not free market. I mean, look, I'm sorry. It's total Illuminati brainwashing, and I'm gonna counter it. It's over. Sorry, gloves are off now. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to tell you about two other quick sponsors. I'm going to hit some final financial news. Obviously, eFoodsDirect.com, the best long-term storable foods company. They are the longest continually operating. Great folks, freeze-dried and dehydrated. Stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in your attic or unclimate-controlled area like your garage, you know, where I'm keeping mine, don't have room in the house. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. With everything happening, you're insane if you don't get prepared. And then, of course, just a huge sponsor we're so proud to have, NewVitality.com. Again, another mainline vitamin mineral company that only has well-researched vitamins and minerals and other herbs that are known to have nutritive effects. Things like their high-powered 30 ingredients, but the main one is concentrated aloe vera, aloes, colon, and body cleanse. Call and check into that, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or Super Beta Prostate. Men over 40, 45 really need to be taking saw palmetto, but this is a bunch of other herbs known, even medically proven, to have a lot of really good effects on the prostate. 1-800-569-4056, Super Beta Prostate, or the website newvitality.com. They have hundreds of great products there. Okay, man, I got to a lot of financial news right at the start of the show, but then I got off into Zeitgeist Addendum, which I shouldn't even have talked about until I deeply researched it, and now I did a little bit more. My God, is it horrible. Very, very hardcore, very, very serious. And, again, if you don't know, you'll find out coming up in the next hour. I know I'm a feeble brain, and I love people. You're a feeble brain. You can't even consider what we're saying. You're bashing all these religions, and then your theophic society, Messiah is the one in the movie. global messiahs, global governments, re-education, eradicating the classes. All right, I'm already getting off into it. That's coming up in the next hour. But on the subject of the economy, oh, by the way, we just have some huge guests coming up next week. I'm just going to leave it at that. You're going to hear some really big guests on this show. What's up, Paul? Paul's smiling. He's excited, too. Now, everybody knows when I say huge guest, I mean it. Some really big guests next week, and we'll continue to track everything that's happening. I have so much Zeitgeist stuff in here, and I'm digging around looking for my financial stuff. Great story from Infowars.net by Steve Watson. Total bailout cost heads towards $5 trillion already, and then he lists the $5 trillion bailout, as we told you 3 weeks ago, but now detailed. They've already spent over $2 trillion of the $5 trillion. Dow Jones bloodbath mirroring 1929. Bottom should be around 20%, 27% lower than it is now. That's just coming out of CNBC reports there. Great report from Henry McCow. Illuminati bankers seek revolution by economic means. We're going to have depression and hyperinflation. A great story here from George Washington blog. Fire ice. Are we headed towards hyperinflation or deflation? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they can prop the stock market up, and I doubt they'll be able to do that. The point is the hyperinflation is what is going to be devastating. Oh, and they killed number two in Al-Qaeda for the third time, but they're not retracting any of the other killings of him before. That's up on Infowars.com. We're out of time. That's it for the live transmission. Great job to the crew, the sponsors, the affiliates. We'll be back on the web right now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.